The Bible says in Micah chapter 2, you can be seated. Micah chapter 2, so good to be able, Gene and I are able to spend some time ministering here during these 60 days. We've set aside our travel schedule to mobilize 1,000 points of light, 1 million people. Somebody say 1 million. 1 million. God is dealing in millions now. Hallelujah. Millions. Somebody said you're gonna attract 1 million people to pray. I said, yeah, 1 million. How many believe that all things are possible? And so we're working on it diligently, setting things in motion, getting everything set to go. Because I believe that God is going to pour out his spirit upon this nation one more time. Oh, Lord, where can I minister? I believe that God is going to pour out his spirit upon this nation one more time. Hallelujah. And I believe that Calvary Cathedral International is going to be a vital component of that. That Calvary Cathedral International will play a major role in that. Because we've been practicing for a long, long time. The Bible says in Micah chapter 2 and verse number 13. I'm going to minister a while and we're going to pray a while because you know I love to pray. Here's what it says. The one who breaks open or breaks through will come up before them. They will break out. Pass through the gate, go out by it. The king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. The one who breaks open will come before them, and then the ones that follow him will break out. You've heard me say thousands of times probably that we are living in a breakout time. David said, I'll run through a troop. That's a breakthrough. He said, I'll leap over a wall. That's a breakout. When you have a breakout, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in, go to nations you've never been to, pay off bills you've never had paid off, get degrees you've never received, get revelation that you've never had, start businesses you've never started, work in a dimension of life that you've never worked in. It's called a breakout. So we are serving a breakout God. But before you have a breakout, you must have a breakthrough or you must have a break in. I saw on television that a news report, there were some guys that broke into a diamond store and they stole the diamonds and then they had to find a way out. Huh? So they broke in and then they broke out. But they couldn't break out until they broke in. So God desires for us to break in so that we can break out. The Bible says in the book of Joshua, and I'm going to read from, the Message Bible. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 6, here's what it says. Jericho was shut up tight as a drum because of the people of Israel. No one going in, no one coming out. Now that's where Satan wants to get the church. That's where Satan wants to get you. Huh? To shut you out so you cannot go in to the blessings of God and come out with the treasure. Huh? He just wants you to be stagnated, stalemated in that place. So Satan wants to shut you out and shut you down so that you would just be a kind of a afterthought. So this was what was happening to the children of Israel. And God had some promises and some possessions, but it was on the other side of the wall. And they had to get to the wall, over the wall. Now, where there seems to be no way to do what God has put in your heart to do, I declare tonight by the Holy Ghost, there is a way. Where there seems to be no way, there is a way. If there was not a way for me to mobilize 1,000 points of light, 1,000,000 people praying, he wouldn't have put it in my heart. He wouldn't have spoke to me if there had been no way. God did not put dreams and visions and passions in your heart to frustrate you, to agitate you, aggravate you, tease you. No, no, no. He put those in your heart in order to fulfill your life and your purpose and the passion that he's put inside of you. But the devil, he wants to shut you out and shut you down and quieten you. So what did he say? Jericho was shut up tight as a drum because of the people of Israel. No one going in, no one coming out. That's what the devil wants to do to a church. Just shut it down. We're to just be normal Christian living. Oh, God. I hate normality. Hallelujah. I hate normality. I just want to keep going until one day or one night I just preach and then just go to heaven. I saw in the news this afternoon that a pastor of a church in Dallas, he got through preaching this morning, walked off the platform and went to heaven. What a way to go. Hallelujah. So God did not call us to live just a normal life, just to go through life. But he said, I have given you life and I've given you abundant life. That's what Jesus said. So here the children of Israel, they've got, in order to go to the next place, they've got to go through Jericho. Some of you are in a battle tonight. Some of you are in the battle of your life. You say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I don't know if I'm going to. Yeah, but you must understand there's some spoils waiting you, but you got to go through this one. But this is not the means to an end. It's just a process, a progression. So they had to go, they had to get the promises of God, and the stuff that God wanted them to have was in Jericho, but there was a wall there, a high wall. It was a wide wall. In fact, historians say that the wall around Jericho was so wide that 6 chariots could go side by side around that wall. It was high and it was wide. It was very opposing. There are opposing forces in your life that would stop you from doing what God has put in your heart to do or God has called you to do. But God, somebody say, but God. So God spoke to Joshua. Look sharp now. I've already given Jericho to you along with its king and his crack troops. Here's what you're to do. March around the city, all your soldiers. Circle the city once. Repeat this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry 7 ram's horns in front of for the chest on the 7th day. March around the city 7 times. The priests blowing on the trumpets and then a long blast on the ram's horn. When you hear that, all the people are to. All the people are to shout. That was the buzzword, the key word. That if you're going to get your possessions, if you're going to get over that wall or through that, it doesn't make a difference. You can go over it, under it. The wall can come down, however it has to be. God operates different in different ways, different means. But it wasn't a matter of how the wall was going to come down or come off, or it was a matter of you got to get in there because there's treasure, and that is dreams, represents dreams and visions and all of the answered prayers. So he said the key is that you're going to shout. And when you shout, there will be a response. The city wall will collapse at once, and then all the people will enter. Verse 20 says, the priest blew the trumpets. When the people heard the blast of the trumpets, they gave a thunderclap shout. Now, Webster says, thunderclap is a shocking surprise. In other words, there that day at Jericho, there was shock and awe. Huh? Glory to God. God is not finished with us yet. You got to get into Jericho. You can't just stand and look at the wall. You just can't think about, there is no way I can do that. There is a way. We must get into Jericho. We must possess our possessions. There are some things that we need to do in Jericho. We got to get over the wall, through the wall, under the wall. And it could be that some things we have lost are in Jericho. We might need to get into Jericho to get our peace back, to get our dreams back, to get our visions back, to get our wife back, our husband back, maybe to get our home back. I was in prayer this morning with one of my spiritual sons who this past week, you might have heard on the news that he moved out of his 54,000 square foot home. Now that's only 1,000 square feet smaller than the White House. It was just an experience. I used to go there and stay because Evander is my spiritual son and have the run of the house, and he had bowling alley, he had a gym there. I don't know what all was there. I never got through it all. He can get him another house. Well, he is living in another house, but I just said to Evander, by the Holy Ghost, you'll get your house back. You say, is God interested in having a 54,000 square foot home? I guess. I don't know. There's some things I don't know, but that matters. There are some things that doesn't matter to him. I called him up after the Super Bowl and I said, I got this newspaper article where you were last night. You were in Jerry Jones at the Super Bowl. You were in Jerry Jones' suite, you and former President Bush and some others. He said, yeah. I said, would you like for me to save that article? He said, no, that doesn't matter. I'm like, no. So that doesn't matter. Some things it doesn't matter, but his house mattered. It was on Evander Holyfield Parkway. He'd taken the money. Somebody bit his ear off. And so he took some of that money and built him a house. He designed it, built it. And there's some things happened, and just the devil stole his house from him. He said, well, there are some things, let me say this to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things in your life that you have lost that does not matter. But there are some things that does matter. And you do not need to get in the mode of saying, well, que sera, well, whatever will be, and I guess that's the way life is. No, 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 no. There are some things that are rightfully yours. There are some things that God has put in your hands, your position, and you must not just say, well, I'll just not. No, no, it's in Jericho, and you have to get in there and get it. There are some things that you have never gotten that waits for you, but there are some things that have been taken from you that really matter to you. You need to get back in there and possess your possessions. But it will not happen automatically. There is something significant tonight about the shout, about praising God. You know, the thing about shouting and praising God is you can do it without feeling like it. I mean, you can praise God and you can shout when there is no anointing in the place. I mean, you don't feel anything. Hallelujah. You don't have to be introduced in order to shout and praise God. You can't just do it in the morning or at noon or the afternoon. You can do it at midnight. You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and just do it. But there is something about the shout, about praising God. I'm not talking about just any old shout. I'm talking about a thunderclap shout, a shocking surprise to the powers of darkness that would try to keep you out from possessing, from doing, from declaring and taking the treasure that God has for you in Jericho. And there's some of you that have just been marching around. Nothing is happening in your life. Amen. I got a friend, Noel Richards. The Lord spoke to him years ago while watching a Queen concert on television from Wembley Stadium. And they were singing, "We Are the Champions." And the Holy Ghost said to Noel, "There come a day that you'll sing at Wembley Stadium." When he checked it out, the cost was $600,000 for one day. I mean, how could you do that? And so he was just walking around the wall. He even went to Wembley Stadium, walked around, claimed it. And one day he was on the train. And I tell about this story in my book. And he was on the train riding into London. And he said to the Lord, "Lord, you said I was going to sing at Wembley Stadium. When will I do it?" And the Holy Ghost said to him, "You'll do it when you do it." So some of you just been walking around, daydreaming, thinking about it. But there is a way to get over the wall, through the wall, under the wall. There is a way to possess your possession. I'm speaking tonight to Calvary Cathedral because I believe with all of my heart tonight that Calvary Cathedral International has sown seeds of prayer, have sown seeds of faithfulness, sown financial seed and different types of seed. I believe that God desires to bring this church into a season of great harvest. But you have to break through and then break out. And the King, He'll go before you. But what does attract the King? What will attract Him? The shout. I'm not talking about an ordinary shout. I'm talking about a thunderclap shout. A shocking surprise. You know, the devil, he cannot handle the praises of the people of God. And so when we shout, when we praise God, which is a vital part of our prayer life. In fact, a vital part of my prayer life is shouting and praising God and singing in the Spirit, singing in tongues. Hallelujah. Magnifying God, because when I do that, Satan hates that. It's a resist all. It's a resistant. And I attract warring angels. I attract ministering angels. I attract the King. If there's something about the shout. Hallelujah. Are we shouting to each other? No. Years ago, Gene and I had a meal with Darlene Check and her husband. We were ministering in London. She was leading the worship there in that conference. And I said to her, tell me your story. She said, for years I wrote songs and nothing happened. No one recorded my songs. I just kept writing. I kept writing. And then one day, God just put this in my heart, the song, Shout to the Lord. And she said, when I wrote that song, everything started happening. I don't believe it was just about the words of a song, but I believe it was the title, Shout to the Lord. And somehow, when she wrote the Shout to the Lord, she got over the wall. Now going to places you've never been, doing things you've never done, saying things you've never said, singing songs you've never done. Hallelujah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so forth and so on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we are tonight. At this point in history. And we just cannot spend our whole entire life as a church or as an individual just going around the wall. Thinking about what God used to do, how it happened, and what God has done. Thank God for that. But these are significant days in our nation. And things are happening so quickly and so rapidly, it's mind-boggling. We are living, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the day of opportunity. Opportunities everywhere. Hallelujah. And so the children of Israel had an opportunity. They could do it in the natural way. They could just try to get over that wall, maybe build some ladders that would go there. I don't know what all they could do. No, but the Lord said, I have a supernatural thing, and you shout. There'll come a day that you quit walking and you just shout unto God. And I believe that when they shouted to God, the walls came down. Who took the walls down? I believe the warring angels just stepped on the walls and pushed them right down. And they went in. The Bible said they took treasure. When the people heard the blast of the trumpets, they gave a thunderclap shout, a shocking surprise. The wall fell at once. The people rushed straight into the city and they took it. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violence take it by force. So we tonight as a church have the opportunity to move into a dimension that God desires for us to move into with a shout. We need to become thunderclap shouters. You know, the Hebrew word for shout is teruah, which means a sound that cannot be ignored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. We hallelujah. I believe it's time that the church makes a sound that cannot be ignored. A shout of authority. Here's what Isaiah said. I like this. The Lord said in Isaiah chapter 42, he said, sing to God. Chapter 42, beginning with verse 10. Sing to God a brand new song. Sing his praises all over the world. Let the sea and its fish give a round of applause. With all the far-flung islands joining in, let the desert and its camps raise a tune. Calling the Kedar nomads to join in, let the villagers and Selah round up a choir and perform from the tops of the mountains. Make God's glory resound. Echo his praise from coast to coast. God steps out like he means business. You can see he's primed for action. The shouts. He shouts, announcing his arrival. He takes charge, and his enemies fall into line. I've been quiet long enough. I've held back, biting my tongue, but now I'm letting loose. Let it go. Like a woman who's having a baby, stripping the hills bare, withering the wildflowers, drying up the rivers, turning lakes into mud flats. But I'll take the hand of those who don't know the way, who can't see where they're going. I'll be a personal guide to them, directing them through unknown country. I'll be right there to show them what roads to take, make sure they don't fall into the ditch. These are the things I'll be doing for them, sticking with them, not leaving them for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just can't take train rides back and forth looking at Wembley Stadium. Marching around. No, there has to come a day that something needs to happen. And it needs to be accompanied by a shout. Hallelujah. And I was there getting to lead prayer on that Saturday when almost 50,000 people gathered at Wembley Stadium, and they shouted unto God and they praised God and magnified God for hours. But he didn't do it till he did it. But what he knew, that there was a way to get in, but it was accompanied by a shout, by the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. There's a way for this church to do what God has purposed in his heart to do. And you as an individual, there is a way, but it comes with a shout. David, he got it right. He said in Psalms 149, hallelujah. I like starting out with hallelujah. I love to say hallelujah. Sing to God a brand new song. Praise him in the company of all who love him. Let all Israel celebrate their sovereign creator. Zion's children exult in their king. Let them praise his name and dance. Strike up the band. Make great music. And why? Because God delights in his people. Festoons plain folk with salvation garlands. Let true lovers break out in praise. Sing out from wherever they're sitting. Shout the high praises of God, brandish their swords in the wild sword dance. A portent of vengeance on the God-defying nations, a signal that punishment's coming. The king's chained and hauled off to jail. Their king's chained and hauled off to jail. Their leaders behind bars for good. The judgment on them carried out to the letter. And all those who love God in the seat of honor, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's take it tonight. I just heard the Holy Ghost say this morning, let the church move into a new dimension of praise, which is a vital part of prayer. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And we know that a vital part of praise is the shout unto God. Hallelujah. God is not finished with us yet. Corporately, congregationally, nationally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It appears that we're kind of shut out, shut down, but we're not. Huh? We're more alive than the devil thinks we are. Hallelujah. Let God arise. And let his enemies be scattered. I think we ought to do some shouting music tonight. Is PS40 still in the house? I think we ought to do some shouting music tonight. Hallelujah. I'm in a shouting mood. I believe that God is waiting. We're going to shout to God. And I believe some walls are going to come down in this church. I'm talking about walls that the enemy's tried to put so that we will not move into miracles or revival or signs and wonders or whatever God is thinking about concerning this house. When God looks at Calvary Cathedral, what is he thinking about? He's thinking about this church doing great exploits. He's thinking, he's not just thinking about another service. Thank God for those, We need to be faithful to those. But he's thinking about Calvary Cathedral. Hallelujah. And filling this place from wall to wall, from corner to corner, nook to cranny, with the glory of God. A noisy place. Hallelujah. People shouting and praising God and magnifying God. I need some shouters to come tonight to help me shout. I need some on fire, radical shouters. Hallelujah. We're going to praise God tonight. We're going to give a teruah shout. We're going to give a thunderclap shout. Hey! We're all set up, Rekanabo Shekete. Hallelujah! Somebody get bold. Somebody give a thunderclap shout tonight. A shocking surprise to the powers of darkness that's tried to keep you out and keep you down. Whoa! Hallelujah. Hey. Get it in the very end of the end of the very end. Ah. Ah. So the bricket of a shake at the end of the very end. Hey. I praise you, God, for the revival that's coming to Calvary Cathedral. Revival that's coming to Fort Worth, Texas. The revival in the state of Texas. Hallelujah, the revival of this nation. Oh, I thank you, God, because walls are coming down in people's lives. They're going in to possess their possessions, and they're going in to take something back that really matters. That really matters. Hallelujah. 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 Kerebri andre bri ara bri andre bri ara bri andre bri ai. Whoa. Sempre andare a bussi kerebri andare a bri andare a bri andare a bri ai. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Those walls of indebtedness coming down. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that some of your mortgages is inside the wall there. You need to go in there and get it and burn it. I smell smoke. Hallelujah. In 1992, we burned the mortgage in the church downtown. We're uptown now, thank God. We burned the mortgage. The Holy Ghost said, you help me burn my mortgage, I'll help you burn your mortgage. Now, some of you have already done it, but some of us hadn't, but we will. Hallelujah. And there's a way to get in there to get that mortgage to burn. But it comes with a shout. So all of you that your mortgage is in Jericho, the mortgage on your home, we're going to get inside, get the mortgage. Hallelujah. Pay it off. Burn the mortgage. You say, well, there was no way to get into Jericho. The wall was high and it was wide. Six chariots could race around that wall. Just the top of the wall. There wasn't no way. But I'm here to say tonight there is a way. Hallelujah. How are we going to get there? We're going to get there with a shout. And we will attract the king. We're going to break in and then we're going to break out. Get our mortgage. Get out of there. Get it paid off. Burn it. Hallelujah. Some of you have your health in there. You got to get in there and get your health back. Some of you got family members in there. You got to get in there and get them out. Some of you got lost dreams. Hallelujah. Got to get in there. Get your dreams. Break out of there. Hallelujah. Testify. Something needs to happen in the spirit realm tonight. And I believe that the Lord will respond to the shout. I think we ought to shout tonight. I'm talking about a thunderclap shout. Shock and awe tonight. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, Calvary. Hallelujah. Ah! Some of us have been silent long enough. We're going to shout now. Hallelujah. Whoa. Kerebriye. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Whoa. Ha. Ha. Come on, come on, Hallelujah. We gotta get in there and get Janet Nichols out. Huh? We gotta get her out. Hallelujah. So she can break out, preach the gospel, share her testimony, write her book, do her healing crusades with that blue dress on. Huh? Hallelujah. Kibatara Briata. I believe that God desires for us to get a break in tonight so that we can have a breakout. Hallelujah. Break into a dimension tonight that we have not been in. I would like to go there tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm not feeling it yet. You don't have to feel it. If you have a voice to shout, then you can shout. This is one thing you do without feeling anointed or feeling the Holy Ghost are feeling little doodads. You can just shout. Hallelujah. Hey. I'm talking about a thunderclap shout. I'm talking about shock and awe tonight. Hallelujah. Hey. Whoa. Get in there and get your health back. Get your dreams back. Get your energy back. Hallelujah. Get your home back. Whoa. Hallelujah. Get your kids back. Get everybody in. Get your dreams back. Okay. Sit everybody in. Everybody in. Everybody in. Everybody in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're breaking in now. Breaking in, glory to God, doing some thunderclap shouting tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A shocking surprise. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah, hallelujah. The wall must come down. The wall must come down. I've been shut out long enough. Somebody needs to be saved. I've been shut out long enough. Hey, I am going in. We are going in as a church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can be denied, you will be denied. But somebody must shout, I will not be denied. I will not be denied what God has given me. I will not be denied what He has promised me. I will not be denied what He's shown me. I will not be denied what He's told me. Hallelujah. There's some things that don't matter. It's no big deal, but there are some things that really do matter. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you had some things that really do matter. You have it stolen from you. Huh? And the devil just wants you to be quiet about it. He says things like, it's too late. Don't worry about that. No big deal. God didn't come through. No, no, this is a new day. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is a new day in America. There, if you just look at what's happened in the last 30 days, it's mind-boggling. Will we respond? Because we are a leader in this nation, right? I don't have any church in America that's been praying 24/7 since 1995. We've been praying for requests coming to the power tower, but we've been preparing for something really, really, really big, even bigger than that. Huh? There's something on the horizon that we, our church, needs to move into. We need to move into it. Hallelujah. We need to go into Jericho. Hallelujah. There's a way. And whatever the Holy Ghost wants to do in this place, we must declare, so be it. So be it. So be it. So be it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every time I come and minister this place, I just, there's an anticipation in my heart. Something, we are on the precipice. We're on the horizon of something so big. So big. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How are we going to get in there and get it? Because I believe that the nation needs us. It needs our influence. It needs our voice. How are we going to get in there? We're going to get in there with a shout. We're going to attract warring angels. Hallelujah. Revival now. You say, what is it going to look like? I don't know, but it's going to be more than we have ever imagined. There will be no start and no ending. And what used to happen 24, I'm speaking by the Holy Ghost, What used to happen up in the power tower 24/7 is happening even now. Will be happening in the church, in the auditorium. Multiply. Signs and wonders and miracles, people being healed and set free with the power of God. Lives being changed and transformed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must go in. We must go in. How do we get there? We get there with a shout unto God, with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. And opposing forces will cause the walls to come down. Hallelujah. And I'm asking God to put a shout in us tonight, that we will praise God. Hallelujah. When we wake up in the night, we'll be praising God. Praising God on the way to work. Praising God throughout the day. And when we get to church, our voices will be magnified and multiplied. Hallelujah. It cannot be business as usual. Everything's happening too quickly. You say, "Well, I'm just kind of hanging out till after the presidential election." No. No. We'll vote in the presidential election, but I'm not waiting for that. Huh? Because that's not the remedy. I know who I'm already going to vote for, but I'm telling you, the United States government's not the remedy. Huh? Only God can help us. Hallelujah. And we are the servants of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go into Jericho. We're going to take Jericho. Glory to God. And how are we going to take it? We're going to take it with the high praises of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, "Well, I've just been going through this drought. I've been going through this dry place and these dry places, and I've had all kinds of opposition. My life, my family, everything's going on." Yeah. Yeah. That means that something really big is about to happen. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help me tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Let us shout the high praises of God tonight. Hey! Hey! Glory to God! Whoa! Shout unto God. I can. I can see it now. 2,500 people gathered in this auditorium for several hours. We're just praising God, magnifying God, singing, worshiping. Hallelujah. A roar in this place. And in the midst of it all, people start getting healed. Huh? Start getting up out of wheelchairs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People being brought in on gurneys. Glory to God. And it's not going to be, I love preaching, but it's not going to be magnificent preaching. or it's not going to be some oratory. It's just going to be 2.5 thousand people in this place shouting, praising God, magnifying God, and miracles happening right in the midst of it all. Hallelujah. My whole life changed in the 80s when I was leading. I was ministering at a pastor's conference, and I just got up and said, "We're just going to praise God and magnify God for a while." And it just started, and pretty soon it just got louder and louder, and it became a roar. And suddenly, God opened my eyes, and I saw it was like Star Wars. I don't know if you ever saw the Star Wars movie or not, but it was like Star Wars in 3D, and it was just all of these lights coming, and things were happening, And I said to the Lord, "What is that?" And he said, "You guys are attracting warring angels." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're attracting warring angels, ministering angels. Hallelujah. So I see 2,500 people filling this place. And for hours, the glory of God is in this place, praising God and worshiping God. Songs of known songs coming up and unknown songs coming up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And people being set free. Glory to God. We'll pause for a little bit for somebody to share testimony. And then we'll worship God and praise God and magnify God. Hallelujah. And it will go on for hours in the wee hours of the morning. And it'll be like a crescendo. I see it now. It's in Jericho. We just got to go get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're well able. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1993, God spoke these words to me going from Oklahoma City to Austin. He said, "From Ezekiel, make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crime, cities full of violence." And I said, "Lord, I don't know where we can make a chain at." But in January of 1995, when I shared that with Pastor Bob Nichols, he said to me, "Dale, we'll do it here. We'll do it here." I believe there's something else we're going to do here, Pastor. That God's honoring the two of y'all for your faithfulness, for these 48 years that you've served this church and led this church. Hallelujah. I believe it's time is coming where God's heard your cry. Let's do it here. Huh? There's another dimension now, and we can go there. Hallelujah. We're going to attract warring angels, ministering angels, and I declare the glory of God's going to fill this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People won't be able to get in. They'll be out in the parking lot, but miracles will be happening out there. Anamando! Como Sharabako. Can you see it? If you can see it, you can have it. Can you see it? Lord, open our spiritual eyes and let us see this church praising God and magnifying God and worshiping God. Can we just sing a little bit right now?
I want to scream it out from every mountaintop. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your mercy never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I'll shout because you are good. You are good. Shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me.
Hallelujah!
So I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I'll shout because you are good. You are good. because you are good. And I'll shout because you are good. You are good.
Hey!
With a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim that you are good.
Yeah!
You are good.
Yeah! Somebody shout with me today. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Hallelujah in our mouth today. Whoa. Ay, 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 ay. It's not over till it's over. It ain't over. Let's go in. Let's do it here. Let's do it here. Let's do it here.
Because you are good. You are good to me, and I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good.
Yeah.
And I'll shout because you are good. You are good to me.
Hey!
And I'll sing. Because you are good, and I'll dance. Because you are good, and I'll shout. Because
yeah,
you are good,
yeah.
You are good to me.
Yeah.
To me. And I'll sing. Because you are good, and I'll dance. Because you are good, and I'll shout. Because you are good. You are good.
Well, let
me.
The instruments prophesy. Prophesy, instruments. Prophesy! Hey! Speak in tongues! Be filled with the Holy Ghost! Be refilled! Listen to me. Satan wants to shut us down. Silence us. There's a major Pentecostal denomination, I understand, next month at their meeting, they will be discussing, is speaking in tongues really the initial evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost? We're backing off. Huh? And there's a church in this particular denomination that a man said, I had a friend that went to serve on staff, and the pastor gave him a form to fill out, and it would, and the form included that if he was on staff there, that he could not speak in tongues publicly. Pentecostal. So he pushed it back. I'm pushing all that back now. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak in tongues more than I've ever spoken before. I'm going to shout louder than I've shouted before. The devil's trying to shut the church down. Huh? Silence us. Hallelujah. But we, glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let true lovers break out in praise. Sing out from wherever they're sitting or standing. Shout the high praises of God. Brandish their swords in the wild sword dance. Pouring of vengeance on the God-defined nations. A signal that punishment's coming. The king's chain, their king's chain, hauled off to jail. Their leaders behind bars for good. The judgment on them carried out to the letter. And all who love God in the seat of honor say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hey, man, the breeze. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glenda, y'all sing shout to the Lord. Darlene said, I wrote all these songs, but when I wrote this song, then I had a breakthrough, and then I had a breakout. God, I believe, was looking. Not that the other songs probably weren't any good, but he was waiting for that song. When she wrote that song, then it all started happening in her life. Hallelujah. Shout. Shout. I believe that God wants to bring the shout back to the church. Renew the shout. Huh? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 We got to get our shout back. Huh? We got to get our shout back. Our shocking surprise back. Glory to God. Glory to God. Kiribiriye, kiribiriyanda, biriyanda, biriyota, biriyanda, biriyada, biriyanda. Bandri biriye, biriyanda, biriyanda, biriyatta, biriyanda, biriyanda, biriye. Hallelujah. 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 We can do it here. We can do it here. Huh? Signs and wonders and miracles. In this house. Hallelujah. 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 Do it here, Lord. I am so hungry to see God really be God. We ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. It's not going to come. It's not going to come through. It's not going to come the way that a lot of people think it's going to come. That's all I can say. Hi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi. God, don't leave me out. Whatever you're going to do, whatever's in motion, don't leave me out, Lord. Don't leave us out. Don't leave Calvary Cathedral out. Don't leave us out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me a second, but I'm going to say, Mashoko, but the arrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost would say, it's not too late. Don't say 4 months. Huh? August, September, October, November. Don't say 4 months. And then we'll have a solution, we'll have an answer. No. Lift up your eyes now and look. God said to Jeremiah, what do you see? What do you see? Don't say November. Don't say 4 months. Lift up your eyes and look upon the fields. They're wide. It's ready. The harvest is ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's not going out with a whimper now. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up and down the earth, seeking for a place. How about this place, Pastor? Yeah, that's why you're here. You're revival now. You were for revival now when revival wasn't cool. Hallelujah. Now is the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Let's just sing it right now, my Jesus. Let's just linger for a few moments. Hallelujah. The glory of God. The glory of God. Do we long for the glory of God in a way, in a measure that we've never seen? Hallelujah. Just sing a little bit.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing.
Shai. Just sing to the Lord. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. Sing, church. Sing to the Lord. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love the Holy Ghost. I want the whole world to know that I love the Holy Ghost. I love His presence. I love Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is not finished with America yet. Not finished with us yet. You say, well, the Bible says it's all going to crumble. I just say, not on my watch. Not on our watch. Huh? No, no. Hallelujah. Another awakening. Revival across the land. I declare that we are a key component. God, let it. Do it here. Katabri and die. Revive us again, O Lord. Revive us again. Revive me, Lord. I'm not saying, Lord, do the same thing you did 93, 94, 95, but Lord, give us Gene and I were talking last night. For months, we never even turned our television on. The Lord told us that. It was just all we could think about was going to church, getting up early in the morning, going to church and coming back home, getting a little nap, coming back and seeing God work. We just forgot to turn it on. I don't know how we survive without Fox News. I don't know now. I don't understand it. But there was such a hunger. And I'm just saying, God, double that. Whatever that hunger was, double it. I feel the heat of God moving in people now. Just feel the heat of the Holy Ghost flowing through your life. The fire of God. Koboshike. Kiboshikobata. Hallelujah. Come on up, Eric. We're going to pray for you. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Allison, you want to come stand with him? Good to see you. You've all grown up now. Hallelujah. Good to see you, man. Step right up here. Good to see you.